I was trying to put today together and trying to think of how can we do some songs where it's not going to go against everything that we talk about, you know. So I went on a search for songs, not pagan, but something else. And so I found a song that I really liked, and I sent the link to Lynn. And I asked her, you know, I said, this is a song, if you have a chance to listen to it. Well, when you talk to somebody at the end of the school year, and again, this is not talking, this is texting. This is texting, this is emails, this is stuff like this, okay? And so I send this to her, and naturally at the end of a school year, a counselor in the Webster Grove School District is going to be very stressed out. And so she would send texts back and emails back to me, things like, well, you know, there's a lot going on, and I don't know if I'll have time. And, you know, it's like, okay, no, this is Harmony Fellowship, remember? This is the place you come to be peaceful. I've had this conversation many times with different musicians, and it's like, no, no, no. I don't care. Do whatever you want, you know. Really, because the whole idea is what energy are you going to bring into the space, you know. But we were emailing and texting. And finally I said, can we just talk on the phone? Because, you know, when you read something from a text or email, you put another voice on it. And sometimes it's not the pretty. It's like, I think she hates me and she wonders why she ever met me. And I'm such a control freak. And, oh, my gosh, I'm trying. Okay, I won't be a control freak anymore. So I called her, and we talked for a little bit, and everything just seemed a lot better. And I could let go of that story of, she'll never talk to me again. And I've blown it, and Salt of the Earth will never perform here again. I mean, I've really blown it. So I went through all this stuff, and so when we talked, it got much better. And so one of the things I learned was, as we tell ourselves a story, to ask ourselves, is that really true? Is that really, really true? And I just bought 5 books for the children's room downstairs. And one of them is called Tiger, Tiger, Is It True? By Byron Katie. Or Katie Byron. Byron Katie, right. Is it true? So we got that cleared up fast. But it was really good because in this book, the little tiger is saying, you know, seeing this, mom and dad are fighting in the morning, and he just knows that it's going to be a horrible day the rest of the day, and it is a horrible day the rest of the day. And then he thinks that nobody likes him and that nobody wants anything to do with him and that his parents don't even love him. And so he meets this other wise one who says to ask yourself certain questions. And it is, tiger, tiger, is it true? To ask ourselves, when we are living in the story of lack or fear or whatever, to really say, is that really true? Or am I just throwing it all together? Am I just stereotyping? Am I just putting everything into one category of what is possible and what is not possible? And she even asked in this book, when you thought your mother and father didn't love you and you thought you didn't have any friends and you thought nobody wanted anything to do with you, how did it make you feel? I was like, not very good at all. So in this book, she teaches them to come up with another story by looking for evidence that that is not what's going on. To say, can you think of 2 ways, or even 1 way, that your parents showed you that they loved you? Oh, right away, could come up with it. Well, then it's not true that they don't. And can you think of 1 friend that you have? Well, yeah, I've got my friend. You know, we do everything. Well, then it's not true that you don't have any friends. And it's amazing because I've had people come up to me and say, I don't have anybody to talk to about this stuff, about my beliefs. And I'll sit there with them and I'll look all around the fellowship hall and go, really? Is that true? Or is it just a matter of striking up a conversation with somebody to talk about it? So there's one within us who's waiting for a much more positive story, a much more positive feeling, one that hasn't been thrown into thinking in terms of black and white, good or bad. One who would like a new story, a brand new story. Kids love stories. And we do too. That new movie just came out, Star Peace. You know that one? You know that one? It's a blockbuster. I mean, people are lining up to see it. Okay. But even in the original Star Wars, what I loved about it was a story where they were talking about there's a force within you. There's something with a power within you. So even in the midst of this, whatever chaos is going on, there is a strength within you. And you can use it for good or for evil. It's totally up to you. You can use it to create stories of fear, or you can use that same power to create stories of peace. You have that ability. But not if you can't let go of the story that you're living in right now. You have to be willing to let go of the stories. And that's what's wonderful about our inner child, the one that comes in here. It doesn't have any of the stories yet. You can talk to it, but it has no idea what you're saying. It only recognizes the smiles and the frowns, the warmth. And then from that, it begins shaping itself to get more of the warmth and the smiles and less of the other. And before that, you know it, you're growing up and you're becoming more of a people pleaser. You're living in a story that isn't even your story anymore. So it's not surprising that there's a place in the Bible where they say, where Jesus the Christ says, unless you become like children, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And the heaven he also was talking about, he said, was within us. So unless you want to find that place that, if I said, what is heaven like? We used to say, oh, it's where you get to eat all the ice cream and candy that you want, okay? But really, it's the feelings. Unless you want to reach that place of joy and peace and harmony, etc., you're going to have to go with the big guns here. You're going to have to go with the original story here, the one before somebody else laid other stories on it. You're going to have to go to your soul. You're going to have to go to that original incarnation expression of who you were and who you really, really are, who's waiting for a new story. You're going to have to become like that again. We love our stories. When we grow up where we're always trying to please the other, and when we grow up with all the news that we receive, we grow up getting very used to drama. And that's why there's not a movie called Star Peace out right now. Because they don't think it would sell. They honestly don't think it would sell. They want good to win out over evil. Therefore, there always has to be some kind of war between good and evil. All the time. But a little one can come up with brand new stories of how it could be. They'll run with it. I just turned on TV the other night. I decided to get rid of UVerse and paying all that money. I just go to free TV, and it's very interesting. But there was a very good... But there was a very good movie on which I saw a long time ago, and I think it was called Playing from the Heart, and it had Meryl Streep in it, and it's where she's in Harlem, and she plays violin, and she decides she wants to go work at the school, and she ends up working as a sub, and she starts teaching these kids to play violin. They don't know what a violin is, and they're thinking, why do we have to learn this? But they start getting the hang of it, and they start getting excited about it. Because she really cares, and she tells them they have to be disciplined to do this, but they show up. And she tells them it's an honor to be in this class, to have this opportunity. And they come in, and they love it. And they show up for rehearsal and they practice at home. And if they don't, she actually goes to their house. And she finds out that there's all kinds of weird stuff going on in their life. A lot of domestic issues going on. Money problems going on. Things like that going on. But no matter what is going on, they've got this new story that they're going to perform a concert down the road. But then some of the parents come in and they're upset because she's in Harlem. And what does she think they're, what is she doing wasting their time and energy in Harlem teaching them to play? And has the teacher ever heard of a black composer or classical musician who's famous? And she was like, just like blown away, like, where this come from? But that's a story. And when she met with her the next time, she said, what if Arthur Ashe would have believed that about tennis? At any time, a story that we lived in can totally change when somebody thinks it's possible. And then there's another little girl who has problems with her legs. She can't stand. She's got braces on her legs. And one of the instructions was, when you play violin, you must stand tall. You must be in your center. You have to position your legs a certain way. And this little girl couldn't stand for very long. She couldn't stand strong, like the teacher was saying. And the teacher didn't realize it because she was sitting back further. And then when she said, oh, that's okay, you can sit down. She said, but I can't stand strong. She goes, you could stand strong here. And then she told her the story of Perlman, the incredible classical violinist, and how he has braces on his legs and how he comes out with somehow he has to be assisted. He has to assist himself out there. And he sits down the entire concert and he plays. And the little girl just brightened up. She had been handed a new story, just like that. Her feelings went from, I'm inadequate and I can't do it, to that person became famous. They're so ready for a story. So I could tell you that we should all go out and tell the little children different stories, and I think we really should. But I think we should also listen to them, because I think they could tell us a really good story. They don't understand why we do a lot of the stuff that we do. I love the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's got healthy boundaries in it. But a child will take it and say, because they don't know what a trespass is, forgive us our trash cans as we forgive those who put trash in our cans. Even more powerful. Okay? Very powerful stuff. They are taught that this is right and this is wrong. This is good, this is evil. This is black, this is white. This is colors right, this one's wrong. These people, they are taught to stereotype. We talk in terms of the Muslims, the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Buddhists. When we know within each one of us, we have our own thoughts about it, even as we sit here. Even as we're in this space, we all have our own thoughts. We all have our own heart. We all have the power, the force, the incredible ability to be in this world the good that we are seeking. So last week's talk was using the old General Electric slogan, you bring good things to life. We are it. There's not some outside force that brings the good to life. We're it. We're the outside force. We are it. It's within us. We just recognize it. How do we do it? We point out the good stuff that we just saw or heard. We look for the good. And every time we think the world is going down, we say, tiger, tiger, is that true? Can I look around and find 5, 10, 20 examples of good? And aren't they only giving me a couple examples of what's not good? Isn't there more of this than that? There's one within us that does not stop living with us. Our authentic self is here from the day we're born to the day we leave here. And it's all built into us to come in, express fully, and go out. But as long as we're here, we have good to do. We all have a good story within us to unfold. But we have to push past all the old stories. There is a force within all of us. There is power within all of us. Use it for good. Thank you.